Here we have a phasor representation of the input impedance at the fundamental frequency. It's got a magnitude of about 2, as you can see from figure 8.7, and it's got a negative phase angle of approximately minus 30, 33 degrees. What this would indicate is that there's a real component and an imaginary component, probably of the capacitive variety. And we can say that at least as a minimum. If I project the magnitude of the phasor onto the imaginary axis, I can get an idea of what the magnitude of a capacitor might be. If I project the phasor onto the real axis, I'll get an idea of what the real component of the resistance would be. Now, it's possible that the projection of the phasor onto the imaginary axis is more than just a capacitor. It could be a large capacitive impedance and a very small inductive impedance, and those two might balance, reduce the magnitude of the capacitor. So just projecting the phasor onto the imaginary doesn't necessarily give me the magnitude of the capacitive impedance.